Good morning. It's Sunday, October 5th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Donald Trump has authorized the deployment of 300 National Guard troops to Chicago, citing what he calls out-of-control crime. The move follows an incident in which immigration agents shot an armed woman after protesters rammed vehicles into law enforcement cars outside an ICE facility. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker condemned the deployment as an attempt to manufacture a crisis, while legal experts warn it may test the limits of presidential authority. A similar troop deployment in Portland was blocked by a federal judge who said it violated state sovereignty. For now, it's unclear when or if troops will actually arrive in Chicago, but court challenges are almost certain. Another news. An FBI agent has been suspended for refusing to take part in a public perp walk of former Bureau Director James Comey. Comey was recently indicted on charges of lying to Congress and obstructing a proceeding, allegations he denies. The agent reportedly found the plan inappropriate, as FBI leadership had discussed sending large, beefy agents in tactical gear to escort Comey to court next week. The suspension comes amid renewed political pressure on law enforcement after President Trump called for investigations into several of his longtime critics. Comey's arraignment is set for October 9th in Virginia, where he's expected to plead not guilty. Around the world, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he hopes to announce the release of hostages held in Gaza in the coming days. His remarks follow Hamas's conditional acceptance of a U.S. peace plan, agreeing to release hostages but resisting demands for full disarmament. President Trump urged Hamas to move quickly and said Israel had agreed to initial withdrawal lines under the plan. Talks are set to begin Monday in Egypt, but skepticism remains high. Hamas accuses Israel of ongoing massacres, while families of captives cling to cautious hope. The deal could end 2 years of war, or collapse under the same mistrust that's derailed past efforts. Another news. Germany is on high alert after multiple military-style drones were spotted over airports and military sites in recent days. Munich Airport shut down twice after drones appeared overhead, disrupting flights during Oktoberfest weekend. Interior Minister Alexander Dobrindt called the incidents a wake-up call, warning that Europe is in an arms race against drone threats. A confidential police report suggests some drones were used for military purposes, though their origin remains unclear. One suspect, a 41-year-old Croatian man, has been detained near Frankfurt. Officials fear the incursions could be linked to Russian intelligence activity, a charge Moscow denies, as Europe races to strengthen its air defenses. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.